This is Jay Sekulow coming to you live from the Republican National Convention.
I can tell you with a certain faith that as president, you can count on John McCain.
Nations developing nuclear weapons.
To be what he is naturally.
An increasingly belligerent Russia.
A restless reformer.
Intensifying competition from China.
Who will clean up Washington.
Spending at home that threatens to bankrupt future generations.
Get our government working again.
For decades, an expanding government increasingly wasteful and too often incompetent.
For all of the American people.
To deal with these challenges, the Democrats present a history-making nominee for president.
This is the record.
History-making in that he's the most liberal, most inexperienced nominee to ever run for president. Together, they would take on these urgent challenges with protectionism, higher taxes, and an even bigger bureaucracy. And a Supreme Court that would be lost to liberalism for a generation.
We work together to end the partisan paralysis over nominations to the Supreme Court and other federal courts. This is the record.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you. We're coming to you. You can hear the noise in the background. We're at the convention, so the Republican National Convention. We're broadcasting live. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The issue is, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States. You're going to hear about that in just a moment. The issues are going to focus on national security. It's a big night today at the convention. Two big speakers tonight.
That's right. The biggest speaker, of course, Vice President Sarah Palin, the nominee for that. That is going to be a huge speech, folks. Let me tell you something, too. The theme tonight is interesting, serving a cause greater than yourself. But with Governor Palin there, as well as Mayor Giuliani also speaking
yes.
tonight, it's going to be a very important night. We weren't sure when Sarah Palin was going to be speaking. Now that's confirmed. That's going to be the primetime speech. There's word that she's going to talk about the family situation, talk about her time in Alaska. Very important.
Yeah, I think that is going to be an issue that is very important as she talks about it. We're at Ben Ferguson's radio studio booth here, and Ben's going to say a few words also. I'm going to have him on during the program. Ben, you've been here now for a couple days. You've been broadcasting here. What's your sense of the enthusiasm level right now, and how big of a night is this for Sarah Palin?
Well, I think it's a huge night for Sarah Palin. I mean, obviously, she got here this morning, and she got here to the convention hall around 6 o'clock. It was the fanfare. I mean, you know, we've seen the rock star Barack Obama moments, but the thing with Sarah Palin is, it's so interesting, is everybody and every piece of media that was here was wanting to get a picture of her this morning. They wanted to see who this one was, and tonight, this is as many have said, this is the biggest speech of John McCain's career. Not just Sarah Palin's career, but John McCain's career, because it depends on how she does tonight is how America's going to receive her.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, still the discussion in the media, which I find distasteful, going after the 17-year-old daughter and the pregnancy situation there, which I think, again, should be completely off limits. We want your comments. Also, how important do you think the Supreme Court fight is going to be in all of this as far as the presidency of the United States? Our number is 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me play a clip from yesterday. This is former Senator Fred Thompson talking about a variety of issues, including the Supreme Court of the United States. Take a listen.
Together, they would take on these urgent challenges with protectionism, higher taxes, and an even bigger bureaucracy. And a Supreme Court that would be lost to liberalism for a generation. This is not reform, and it's certainly not change.
Joe Lieberman, Senator, independent from Connecticut, also talked about the Supreme Court issues and the importance of the presidency. Listen to this soundbite.
We work together to end the partisan paralysis over nominations to the Supreme Court and other federal courts. This is the record.
Well, there you have it. I think the issue is going to be front and center. Again, our phone line's open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, how big of a night is this for Sarah Palin? Obviously, the world looking in is certainly the United
States. This is the biggest night. This is the chance for her to redevelop and change the debate that's been going on about her family. Wrong or right, that's what the news has been about. This is a night where she can change it. She can put that issue to rest if she gives the right speech. This is the biggest speech of her life that she's ever given, probably the biggest crowd she's ever given in front of, definitely the biggest TV viewership. I want to hear, too, what people thought about Senator Lieberman's speech last night. 1-800-684-3110. We're at the convention.
Yeah, folks, as we get ready to go to a break, we want you to go to your phones. We've had thousands of you call for our Foundations of Freedom. It's the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. I want to make sure you have a copy of it as well. Here's the phone number. Get your free copy. It's going to be something we're referring to a lot in the broadcast. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org for Foundations of Freedom. Back with your calls in just a moment.
I'm At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Nations developing nuclear weapons, an increasingly belligerent Russia, intensifying competition from China, spending at home that threatens to bankrupt future generations, for decades an expanding government increasingly wasteful and too often incompetent. To deal with these challenges, the Democrats present a history-making nominee for president. History-making in that he's the most liberal, most inexperienced nominee to ever run for president.
Well, those are the words of Fred Thompson speaking last night. Before then, Joe Lieberman spoke as well, the independent from Connecticut. So a lot of interesting developments. We're coming to you live from the RNC. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Our good friend Ben Ferguson, host of The Ben Ferguson Show, is allowing us to use his radio booth here. So we're broadcasting out. Ben, let me get another kind of a question that's coming in. We're getting a lot of calls on this as well, and that is the way the media has gone after the situation with Sarah Palin's daughter. What is the reaction you're getting on your radio program about this?
Well, I think a lot of people like the fact that John McCain did not go into the closet, grab a man in a suit that everyone expected. He grabbed a woman who is a strong leader, who has a son going to Iraq, who is a real American mother, a mother of five, and just had a baby that's Down syndrome. And to attack her and her daughter, to say that they have no family values, some of the attacks have just been vicious, things I wouldn't even repeat here. It's backfiring, and I think that's what's going to backfire on the Barack Obama campaign, is because this woman, and you know this, Christians around the world, around the country, we have things that aren't perfect. You raise your kids a certain way,
right,
and it doesn't happen. That doesn't mean you have no family values, which they're accusing her of having nothing to do with her family.
Yeah, the attack here is pretty relentless. Let's go right to the phones. Rob is calling from Ohio on line one. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing great.
Hey, I've been watching this on TV, you know, mostly, and listening to it on the radio, and, you know, this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Nobody should judge her by what her daughter has done, you know, and this isn't really that serious of a thing. It's not as if, you know, these people are living somewhere making $5,000 a year and they can't support it and they're going to be leaning on the government.
What happens, though, is it becomes a part of the political process, and that's what's developing right now. I mean, this is politics that is developing.
That is why this speech is so important tonight. I'm telling you, folks, if you're going to watch one speech this entire week, this is the one, because you're going to see Sarah Palin talk about this issue. It looks like that's what some of the media is reporting.
Yep.
Talk about herself and redefine this issue. I think people are sick of, obviously our callers are sick of the media talking about this, but the media is going to report the news. This is in the news. They're reports that the father is going to be attending tonight's speech. That could draw more attention to this issue. What do you think about that? I think this is going to be very interesting. Maybe the most interesting convention speech that's ever happened in history.
Yeah, there are reports, as Jordan just mentioned, that the father of the child that Sarah Palin's daughter is carrying is going to appear tonight. I don't know about the politics of that one. I don't know if that's the right call or not. I will tell you this. It's going to draw more media attention. Maybe the thought is, Ben, that they're going to, that'll maybe get it over with once and for all. I'm just not so sure that that just doesn't give more fuel to the fire.
Well, I think the thing is you're going to have this kid show up that is going to be the father that's going to marry this daughter. And more importantly than that, people tonight are going to be watching the speech more than they're going to be watching John McCain's speech tomorrow night. This is the biggest speech of John McCain's political career.
Even though it's given by Sarah Palin.
Yeah, even though it's given by somebody else. And that is putting somebody said to me today, they said, this is a hand grenade, and it's going to be the blow up in the hand of John McCain's campaign or Barack Obama's campaign. People don't know who's going to win or lose, and that's the big X factor tonight, and that's why it's such a huge speech.
Sarah Palin has sold herself to conservatives. The evangelical community likes her. She's got to now talk about this story to the rest of the country, because the rest of the country is not the same as us. They don't view these issues the same. This is somewhat shocking, and they've got to be explained that there's a difference between setting a moral standard and, of course, not always being able to reach that standard in life. That doesn't mean you don't set those standards and those goals to reach. I think it's very important, folks. I'm telling you, this is the speech to watch. I think it's going to wash out everything that's happened yesterday with the convention, and this is going to be what the news is about, especially if that father is here tonight and in the audience. You know the news cameras are there, and is that putting the daughter into the political spotlight? Does that make her fair game for the news media to put the cameras right on her?
I wouldn't do it, but I don't get to make that call. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Betty is calling from Florida on line 3. Hi, Betty. Go ahead, you're on the air. Yes, ma'am.
I think it is very terrible that the politicians and the media, as far as that goes, are saying anything about this woman's daughter. It's none of anybody's business but the family's.
Well, it's become the nation's business, unfortunately, and we think it should be handled as a private matter, and it shouldn't be in the nation's business, but that's what it's become, and that's why even on our program, where we're trying to stay away from the topic, you can't ignore it. People are asking about it.
That's the first call that came in yesterday. We didn't mention the situation at all. It was the first call on the radio broadcast. It was every single call for the rest of our show. And listen, Barack Obama and Senator Joe Biden are not talking about it. It's not politicians talking about it.
It's the media.
News media. And until Sarah Palin puts this issue to rest and lets us know, because she has not made official comments other than the one statement she released, until she lets that know, this is what the news is going to talk about. If that husband is there tonight, the cameras are going to be on him. She's putting the cameras on her daughter. She's saying, look at our life. Here's a window into our life, and that's what she wants.
And one of the interesting things is yesterday on the front page of the New York Times, there were more words written about Sarah Palin and her daughter than there were about the hurricane itself as it hit. That tells you how biased this media has become towards this issue. Remember, it was really Bill Clinton who said kids are off limits in politics, and they respect that with Chelsea. And now those, for some reason, those rules no longer apply.
Well, this is politics, folks, and we need to be prepared for it. We need to give you the kind of the behind-the-scenes reports here of what's going on at the Republican National Convention. As I said, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. You know, as we talk about the presidency, as we talk about the vice president, we're talking about Supreme Court justices today, how important of an issue that is going to be for the direction of the country, as Fred Thompson said, affecting the country for generations. We are absolutely committed over the next several weeks of making sure that everybody listening to the broadcast gets her a copy of our Foundations of Freedom. Now, if you don't have it, you need to have it, because everyone should have a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. We've got it in one format for you. It's called Foundations of Freedom, and everyone that's listening, I'm referring to it often during the broadcast, you need to call the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Antoinette is calling online too. Hi, Antoinette. Yes, you're on the air.
Yes. I really don't think it is something bad that the media is attacking the family and wants some more insight to her family background, because once you put yourself out there as a candidate for vice president, they're going to want to know everything about you. They're going to want to know your family morals, how you're, you know, doing in your family life, and how you're bringing your own, you know, in order to, this is going to enable you to see how you're making decisions.
You know, and of course, you know, listen, teenagers have decisions they make, and this daughter made a decision that resulted in a pregnancy, but we've got to keep in mind that they've been consistent in their pro-life position throughout this, whether it was the child with Down syndrome, whether it was the situation with this child that this 17-year-old is carrying to term. term and going to marry the father. So, I mean, they're certainly maintaining a pro-life position. Having said that, look, you're right in this sense. It has become the nation's business, whether we like it or not, because the media is not letting this go.
And it, obviously the calculation is being made that if this husband is there and the daughter's there and they're together sitting in the convention hall during Governor Palin's speech tonight and the cameras are going to be on them, let me tell you what that's going to do. That makes it a national media story for another week. People are going to talk about it, and they'll have a right to talk about it if that's done tonight at the convention. That does not mean Barack Obama or Senator Biden will ever talk about that this issue at all. I don't think they will. I don't think Senator McCain's going to really address it much. But if she puts her daughter out there tonight with this husband, the news is going to cover it. This is not going to hide her daughter or shield her daughter from the news coverage, and there's no way that you can tell a news agency not to talk about it.
And I think one of the main things tonight is about Sarah Palin is as a mother, she's probably going to defend her daughter, and she's going to say, you know what, we're not perfect. There are always things that you hope for your kids, but the fact is we love our daughter, we support our daughter, we're going to be there for our daughter, and we're going to be there for our grandchild, and that's what you do, and that's what makes America great. And I think this could actually be, again, this could be a huge turning point to say, you know what, we're not perfect, we understand average Americans' problems, and I am a normal person that wants to make a difference in America.
Yeah, we want to hear what you have to say about all this. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let's try to get Scott right before the break here. He's calling on line 5. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that I heard on the news this morning that that the Democratic left wing has actually gone and sunk into a new low, and that they've actually, somebody has released her Social Security number. And I think that that is just very bad. And Obama, I think, should step up and put an end to this.
He did. I mean, yeah,
listen,
go ahead.
You can't control every fringe group. There's people that say things on blogs. You can't control blogs. Barack Obama's campaign, he said he would fire anyone who brought up this issue. So disagree with him on the issues. He did not make any inappropriate comments here. He said the exact opposite. Same with Joe Biden. He said, I'm not going to talk about this. In fact, he said yesterday that it appeared to him that she was qualified to be vice president and he wasn't going to get into family issues. That came from her opponent for vice president, Joe Biden. So, of course, the blogs and the left blogs are going to, you're going to have these people posting these things, but you cannot hold that Barack Obama or the Democratic Party responsible.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, Senator Obama said very specifically that he will not allow this to be a conversation within his campaign. If he finds out, he's going to fire him. But the media is driving this. There's no doubt about it. I asked Ben when we got in here, and I know we got less than a minute left. I asked Ben when we got in here, Ben Ferguson, how the media reaction to this, and he said, look, that's the picture they're taking. That's the persons they're talking with. That's what they want to say. Ben, less than 15 seconds here. But that was your impression.
This is it. This is the issue, and this is what the media wants to talk about. This convention is about Sarah Palin and family values and her daughter.
You know, here's the thing, folks. We'll talk about it more after the break. Our phone line's open for you at 800-684-3110. But let me tell you this. This is the chance to put it to rest tonight. We'll see what happens. It'll be fascinating. We'll give you a report live tomorrow. As we go to the break, you go to your phones right now. We encourage you to get our copy of Foundations of Freedom. We're talking about the Constitution, talking about the Declaration of Independence. You need to know what those say. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. We want to make sure you get it. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
Listening to them, you'd think that we were in the middle of a Great Depression, that we're down, disrespected, incapable of prevailing against challenges that face us. Now, we know that we have challenges, always have, always will. But we also know that we live in the freest, strongest, most generous, and prosperous nation in the history of the world, and we're thankful for that.
Well, there you have it. That was Fred Thompson last night at the convention. We're coming to you live from the convention right now, the Republican National Convention, and our good friend Ben Ferguson, host of the Ben Ferguson Show, is allowing us to use his radio studio booth here at the convention, so we're very glad about that. We've got a lot of calls coming in. I want to go right to them. Manuel's calling on line one. Hi, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Great.
Hey, I am a Christian. I was a single father. I raised both my daughters in the church with the Bible. My 17-year-old also became pregnant. We went through a lot of stuff, but, you know, my opinion is that it's nobody's business but the Palins themselves, you know. I'm sure they did their best to raise their children according to what, you know, their values are.
Sure, I think this should be off limits in that sense also, as far as, you know, the families have family issues. The problem is you're in a national spotlight. I'm a lawyer, so I deal with evidence, and here's the difficulty. You're running for Vice President of the United States. These issues are going to come up. Whether you want them to, whether you think it's right or wrong, I don't think it should be an issue, but it's going to come up. There's no doubt about it, and you've got to now deal with it. And what Jordan said earlier is right. Tonight, she could end this debate and get back to the main issues here.
She has to end this debate tonight. This cannot go on for another week. Remember, we've got a couple months left here. This cannot be the rest of the campaign. This cannot become questions at debates. I mean, it very well could be. And here's the question. I want people to talk about this, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on the broadcast as well. Bringing the father to sit next to the daughter at the convention, during the convention hall, putting the cameras on the family, this 17-year-old, what do you think about that, folks? What effect do you have? And I want to hear tomorrow what effect you thought it did. Is it fair to put these cameras on this girl, an underage girl?
Linda, California, line three, you're on the air. Hi, Linda.
Taking
sure.
My call. I have been following both of the conventions very closely.
Right.
And this situation enrages me with regards to the media. And what I see are two things. One is the fact that what they are attacking, the governor's character, really it's revealing the character of those that are attacking. When they say they have supported women and their rights and their concerns, we see what they really and believe and how they really feel. And second is the media has so pushed Obama. Obama has requested that they not pursue this. It shows me personally that the media does not respect Obama. So they support him.
Look, I think you bring up an interesting point. He condemned it. Senator Obama said they should not be talking about it. The media is doing it. This is a media-driven story. It is outrageous, the nature of the attack, but it is media-driven. And I got to be realistic. If I'm the lawyer giving advice here, you've got to handle this tonight and get this over with, because this is not going out. This is not going to just end. You have to deal with this and deal with it affirmatively today, because if you don't, it's going to be lingering for two or three more weeks. And frankly, you can't have this issue lingering for a couple of more weeks. That would be very dangerous. Ben, that was one of the things you saw when you came here, that all the media attention was on Sarah Palin and now the daughter.
Well, you got to get back to the issues here, because the biggest thing is I think you have with John McCain is experience is what he wanted to talk about this week.
Yeah.
Compared to Barack Obama. When you have this distraction, you've got to deal with it, because it's not going to go away until you deal with it. So get it all out there and get back to what you're good at.
This makes me nervous, folks. When I read this in the news, we were just landing in Minneapolis. We rushed over to the Excel Center so we could bring you the broadcast live from the convention. And when I heard about this news, I think bringing the family in, bringing the husband
in. Well, not the husband yet, but the father.
With the daughter, the cameras are going to be on them. It makes me very nervous. Now, maybe this is the right thing to do. Sarah Palin knows that better than me, but this is going to be so important, folks. I encourage you, make sure you watch this speech tonight.
Matt is calling on line two. Hi, Matt.
Hey, I was just calling you know, it's really unfortunate this is on the news. But, you know, there's sin in this world, and there are consequences for sin. And this is a good example of some of those consequences. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. We're choosing a president here. And if anything, this shows me someone who has to deal with real-world issues. I am a sinner, and, you know, I'm saved. I'm born again by the grace of God. And I still sin. Does that mean my Heavenly Father is not qualified or is he imperfect? No, you know, there are choices we make and there are consequences for
sure,
them.
Sure, I mean, if it was in the normal circumstances, you'd have a 24-hour media cycle, it wouldn't be an issue. But I'm telling you, folks, we got to deal with the reality here. If you're in favor of the nomination of Sarah Palin, if you're in favor of the nomination of Senator McCain, you've got to deal with the fact that this is a real evidentiary point right now that needs to be dealt with and ended. And I think it needs to be ended tonight. And her speech is very critical. Ben Ferguson said it earlier. Jordan's been saying it. The speech tonight, the speech of this convention is going to be the speech tonight, because this debate on her family situation cannot continue for two more weeks. It would be very dangerous.
No, and I agree with the caller. Here's the point. As Christians, as the evangelical community, we understand that sometimes you have to set a bar, a moral bar, that no one can reach. No one can be exactly like Christ. That doesn't mean you stop trying to be as close as possible. We all have sin. We all have problems. Everyone understands that in the evangelical community. I don't think that's the community that's at issue here. It's the rest of the country who needs to hear it from Sarah Palin's own mouth, who needs to understand this story so that it isn't a story anymore. It's not fair to this 17-year-old girl. It's a horrible situation to begin with, and then to have to deal with this with your picture in news magazines and places like the National Enquirer, all of that happening. So, folks, very important speech. I think this is the night Sarah Palin has got to put this issue to bed.
And Jordan, I think one of the things is this campaign has been about John McCain being his own man, a maverick. Well, when you put another woman in control, or any candidate in control of your future, at the way he has, one, he must really trust her, and two, when he said he was going to be a maverick, he was not kidding.
Well, we're going to see real soon what this means. I'm going to try to get one more call here. Let's go to Amy, calling on line one. Hi, Amy.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
I wanted to make a comment. I keep reading and I keep seeing that a lot of people, they make this comment that I take offensively. They say, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Well, I was one of those people. I got pregnant at 16. I've grown up in the same church. I've grown up in a Pentecostal church for all my life. And I chose to be with somebody. Me and that somebody, who is now my husband, we've been together for 10 years, married for 7. We have 3 great children.
Great.
We live a great life, and we're still going to the same church. We're still serving the Lord, and I have my faith in Sarah Palin, and I believe she will come out strong with her teeth tonight.
I think it may well turn to her advantage, but I think she has to, what we've been saying here, is she's got a job to do tonight, and I appreciate, Amy, your testimony, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I think that's the grace of the gospel, and that's the good news, but here's the issue. She has to do what you just did. She has to do that tonight. She has to convey that tonight. I think she's got it in her to do, but she definitely has to do it.
In the Christian community, there are definitely others more qualified to talk about this issue. People like Dr. Dobson, who understand this family counseling issues. But I want to say this. The toughest difference between many people's situations who have gone through this across the country, people who are involved in their church, who are Christians, who are active, who get married and have this child, what you've got to understand, folks, though, is there's a big difference here. You weren't living that on national television, in magazines, in newspapers with your picture across the country. This young girl is now having to do that. That is the tragedy of this story. Whether it's a mistake, whether or not she made one bad decision, whether or not it's going to be a great marriage and a great family, and hopefully that's the case. The truth is the difference between everyone else's story and Sarah Palin's daughter is that Sarah Palin's daughter is having to open up a newspaper and see her picture, go into websites and seeing her picture. National Enquirer is talking about it. It's on the cover of Us Weekly, magazines that young girls read.
I'll tell you something, folks. It's going to be an interesting and important night here. Again, I want to thank Ben Ferguson, host of the Ben Ferguson Show, for allowing us to use his radio studio. We'll be broadcasting to you live from here tomorrow as well. Tonight, the big speech will be the vice presidential presumptive nominee, Sarah Palin. So that's going to be very fascinating. Folks, as we close the broadcast out, I want to encourage you, everyone that's listening to me, as I talk about the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the role of the presidents, you go to your phone right now and get Foundations of Freedom. Here, this is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Now, everybody that's listening needs to have a copy of this booklet. It's 1-877-989-2255. It's Foundations of Freedom. You can also go, updated information, by the way, on all of our cases at ACLJ.org, but you get your Foundations of Freedom right now. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. We'll talk to you tomorrow from the Republican National Convention.